Welcome at my session for the SharePoint Saturday in Madrid. Unfortunately, I couldn't do my session at your location, so I chose to do a webcast for development in Teams. It's really 100, 200 level max. My name is Paul Keizers. I'm an Office 365 consultant. I work for Wortel. I used to work for my own company, KB Works, but joined Wortel in August 2016. My main work exists of consultancy, development, strategic movement of Office 365 with a main focus on SharePoint. Teams. It's a quick way to communicate with your team. As you can see here, we have several channels, and we can communicate via the bar here. We can do a video, GIFs. We have in default, we had OneNote, but OneNote is replaced by a wiki in the new Teams. But for this one, I still had it. So what I want to show you is that there are multiple ways to develop for Teams. For example, you can create a tab. A tab is a view which you show here in here. I will show you in my demo later on. You can create a connector for developers. For example, you can integrate your Visual Team services, which is great. But you can also have a bot like Polly, who is able to create surveys and other things for you. In total, we have about 150 bots, connectors, and tabs available right now. But you also can create your own. And that's why I created this session, of course. When you start building your own, you have to know a few things. You can use Visual Studio Code, Visual Studio, of course, Sublime, WebStorm. And for the users who are using Visual Studio 2015 or 2017, there's a new extension which is still in development by Paul Schifflein and Eric Shoups. And I thought Andrew Connell is also advising them. For example, you need to know which tools or libraries you need on your development machine. Required is the Node.js, and we always use the LTS version as it's the best version for at this moment and the most stable. You can also use it for your SharePoint framework web parts if you need it. NPM is, of course, one of the important plugins. React, GeoMan, which is really great because I'm going to show my demos are made with GeoMan, a great contributor for Victor for the Teams. And Gulp for your deployment. Further on, you can use tools to debug like Fiddler and Postman, and use Git for your sources. Let's do demo. For a Teams tab, we need to start with creating an Azure application, or we can use another web hoster, of course. We're first going to make a new web app. Let's do that. Okay. And here we go. In this case, we say create. We enter a name. In my case, we had a partner subscription. We say, okay, we are going to use default, and insights is always nice. I pin it to the dashboard in this case. Let it work. After creating this tab, or at least this web application, sorry for that, we have to set up the user profile, or the profile to get the information. So we are going to do that when it's ready. So it's ready, as you can see. We can click on it and it's taking us to the application. It's taking a little time. All right. As you see, we have a profile here. We first need to have the deployment credentials. If I'm correct, I saved them here. So I'm gonna paste them. It says the account already exists, so I'm gonna do one after it. I'm sure it doesn't exist there. So they're saved. Next thing we need to do, is set the local Git repository to local and click OK. Now we are going to Visual Studio Code in this case. I just updated the Yeoman just for this demo. It's important to update your packages once in a while. So for now, we are going to do Yo Teams. And it says, welcome. What's your solution name? It's going to be Demo Tab SPS. In this case, it has to be exact the same as the Azure website. We are going to create a subfolder with solution name, and the name of the test project is going to be SPS TAP. The company name, it's Wortel. As you can see, the URL where you will host this tab will be https demo team at Azure. That's correct. And in this case, we are going to make a tab. What are we going to call the tab? SPS tab. Now it's creating the solution. It says a few things about deprecated things. Important to know, Teams is still in development. It's GA, but there are still things working on new functionality. So everything I show you can change in the future. It's ready. Victor tells us to have fun with it. So we are going to open the Demo Teams tab. And as you can see, it opens. And what it does deliver is a gulp file, the source, app, and the manifest. Interesting to know, in the web is all your HTML and your config files, for example. In scripts, there is the JavaScript or TypeScript to create your tab. Then also nice to know is the tabs manifest. Here's the configuration. So let's go through this. We have a website URL, which is the URL of our own website. privacy URL for privacy statement, and terms of use URL. In the themes, you see the name, a short description, and full description. We have two icons. One is 44 by 44, and one is 88 by 88. And we have the config HTML. The config HTML is important because this is where your tab is configured. Further on, you see here that the domain Azure Websites is added. If you are using a different one, you should add the URL. For example, if we would use Google or Bing in this case, we say okay, like this. Now the domain bing.com is also a valid domain. Let's go to the config HTML. When you are in the config HTML, there are a few things you have to look for and include. In this case, the version 04, it will go higher later, but for now it's 04. And you really need to include it. Further on, you have a CSS style which you need to include, and in this case it references the TypeScript library. To be sure, if you are going to do more and you want to iframe content, you need to have the content security policy in place. Now that you saw the first bit, we are going to explain how to deploy to Azure. So we start with git init, then we are going to do a gulp build, which builds the configuration and the package. Then we will do a git add and commit. In each commit. Now we are ready to deploy to Azure, so we are going to do git add Azure, and then the username and our Azure website and the demo git. Now that this is set up for the first time, we only need to push the go to the Azure Master, and we actually have to do this step only when we update the code. It's going to ask me for the passwords, fill in the password, it's updating the branch, okay, we have to wait till it's finished. Now that it's finished, we can take a look in at our site. We're going to use the privacy HTML to check if it's there. It's the first time it loads, so it can take. As you can see, the content is there, so my deployment was successfully, and the site is up and running. Now, I understand that you want to do a first local to check if everything is working. So to do that, we can go to the manifest. And as you can see here, there's a direct link to the config, which we can make a local host. If you're on ISS, you can do this on the ISS server. If you are on a Mac, it's a little bit different. Now that we have deployed, I forgot one important step, because we have here our nice team website, but I want to add the bot or add the tab here. To do that, we first need to do a gulp. That's not correct. We need to do a gulp build, which we already did, but I'll do it again. Then we do a gulp manifest, which makes the package. As you can see, there's a package now here. So if I go back to my site, in this case, I say add a bot or a tab. I'm going to go to the directory, and you see here is the zip. We upload the zip. As you can see, we could have a description as well here. So now our tab is loaded, but you cannot see it because you still need to edit here. So if we are going to do accept it, we get a enter setting because this is the actually the web application you are seeing. So I could do it and save it, and as you can see, the tab is loaded. So this is a really basic tab where I didn't change anything yet. So let's continue and look what's more possible. Now that we have our bot created, we have the same as last time. We have the app which holds the JavaScripts or TypeScripts, and we have the HTML. A few differences. We got a demo bot in this case because I call it that way. And as you can see, there are some examples. This is all done by Victor already. So he included two readmes, one for to create the bot and one to publish your application. Now we are going to register the application. For this, we are going to this site. Let's see. Okay. As it loads, we will register a bot. We can upload an icon. Then we will need a name, so we're going to call it this name. Then we will need a bot handle. That's this. This is how we call the bot. Let's see if there are not spaces. A description, and then we have to give the URL of the Azure application, which we didn't create yet. Then we need to create a client secret and ID. So it's asking for a name, which because I'm logged in already generates. We copy this and click on OK. Okay, there's a password. After creation, it's filled in, and we are going to register. Now, the bot is created. That's fast. As you can see already, a few channels are enabled, but you can also add different channels, not even Microsoft channels like Slack and Telegram or Kick. We are going to add the Microsoft Teams, which will pop up the question if we want to use it. So exchange it. In this case, we say okay, enable, and I'm done configuring. So actually the bot is ready, but since there is no Azure website yet, it will generate a 500 internal error. So we will come back to this later. And meanwhile, I already created the demo bot's web app, as it is the same as in the beginning of our webcast. Since we are here, we also need to fill in the application ID. So we are going to do this, and I already done this. Let's see, app ID, where the app ID. In this value, and we have a Microsoft app password. Which is this value. And we save it. Okay, saved it. So now we can go back here, copy this one, and then go to the URL and start deploying. As you can see in this deployment, my file was not a success, or my site was not correctly deployed. So I have to check it out, what's going on. After checking it out, I found out, thanks to Victor Willen, that in my package.json there are types and they are not included. So to include them, we have to do this. We exclude everything except the node modules at types. So we are going to save this, and next we are going to check it in. Node mod, and we are going to push it to the Azure Master. So now it will deploy correctly. If I'm correct. So what it basically does, it's deploying the files and runs gulp build using the gulp file. So you see at this moment it says nothing to inject, but it's not finished yet. And it's finished. Deployment successful. So let's take a look. First of all, in Azure, well, everything looks fine. Now we are going to test our bot. Let's see if what it returns. If I'm correct, I hit test. It could take a little while. As you can see, it's accepted. Now, if we look at our demo bot, we have a comment, and if the text starts with hello, it should reply with this text. So we are going to type in hello, just to see if the bot is working. Well, it is working. So now we have fully deployed the bot. Next, we go to the website, and as you can see, it we created a page that's telling us to add it to the teams. So in this case, we are going to add it. I'm not going to launch the Teams app because that's another credential, but let's open the web app. as you can see, the GUID is given with the jet. As you can see, I already did some tests, but let's do another test. Hello. And as you can see, it's returning. So if I would say, could you please help the bot didn't understand because it's not yet in the script, it's only help. If we however help, and now you see a different text, and that's the text we showed here, are not showed here. You can say it's beginning a new dialogue session where it's all happens in this dialogue till I say session end dialogue. There are a lot of possibilities, so please go check out the documentation where everything is documented for Node.js. And if I'm going back, you also see other documentations as REST APIs, etc. So in this case, they also show example and some sample codes. Very easy to use. Now we have seen tabs and bots. Now we have the last one, and that's our connectors. Connectors can push notifications from other web apps. For example, we are going to create a connector. This time I'm not going to create a website. I'm going to use a flow, for example. I'm going to use an incoming webhook, gonna call it SPS Met of Madrid. I can change the image. Let's take the AOS image. And I say create. We get a webhook URL. So we copy it. And we say done. It's directly added to the page, to the conversations. I just need to copy this one real fast. Okay. Now we are going to Microsoft Flow. Microsoft Flow dot Microsoft. Okay, as you can see, I'm logged in. I'm going to make a new flow. The name is here, SPS Madrid Flow. Let's start with Twitter. Okay, when a new tweet is placed with the tag Office 365, I want to have a notification in Teams. So I'm going to use a HTTP. We have to say it's a post event, and the URL is the URL we just got. And the text is going to be like this. Where I did this. So I'm going to use the text of the tweet, and I'm going to save it. And after saving it, I say, okay, let's see. It's enabled. So if I'm correct, we are going to see more. It can take a few seconds or minutes before the flow is running, so we have to wait a little bit. I will pause the video for a minute. Let's see if there is information. Let's see. It succeeded. Let's see what it's saying. Okay. All right. Let's go to here. And as you can see, the connector is pushing out Office 365 content. And we even got more, so it's working right now. That's pretty cool. Now I showed you how to do it with Flow, but you can also create your own connector with your own website. But it's hard to get it registered at this moment. You have to do it like this via the Outlook connectors publish. And then you have to give in the name, the events that it should listen to, the redirect URL. And as you can see, default, it's Outlook. And Microsoft Teams is already there, but it's not public yet. So maybe in the short future, it will change. Let's go back to the slides. Well, this was my presentation. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. You can do that by the by Twitter or send me an email. Thanks for watching this video, and I hope to see you again somewhere.